You're listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. That track you just heard was my choice for track of the week. It's called Fall Back by Sam Moffat and Toronto's Poupon. It can be found on Beatport, iTunes, and all the usual outlets. Up next, I've got a special interview show for you this week. I was fortunate to be able to interview a DJ who'll be playing in Vancouver here at MIA on Saturday, June the 27th. This is none other than Francis Sebastian Ledger. What I've compiled for you for a large part of the show tonight is an interview along with him and a track retrospective to look back at the career he's had over the past 20 years. So enjoy this, and I'll be back in a little while.
Okay, this is DJ Wah speaking to Sebastian Ledger, a DJ and producer who's closing in on 20 years in the electronic music industry. Next Saturday, June 27th, he'll be here in Vancouver at MIA. He's had releases on loads of different labels and been producing in a big way since 1999. This is Sebastian Ledger. You seem to incorporate a broad range of sounds from disco, techno, and house into your productions. How do you define your production sound?
I don't know, I like to keep myself funky. Whatever the style I do, I try to keep it, you know, groovy or funky or danceable, you know, happy, danceable, something dark.
I'm
next month you're going to be playing at Ultra Festival. Do you prefer festival DJing or club DJing?
Oh, I do prefer a nice smaller club than a gigantic festival dance floor, for sure. It's a lot more intimate, and you can play longer, you can play tracks that you're not, you know, used to play, you know, so I do prefer. But festival is also really nice when it's really pumping and the vibe is just everybody's all together, and then okay, but, you know, you need to work really hard to make 10,000 people dance.
Globally, underground music has been taking off in a big way for the last 30 years. In recent times, big stage EDM is all the rage in North America. What are your feelings on this development?
I guess if people are involved in this music and then grew up and go to something better later, then it's a first step in the electric music. Yeah.
You've already mentioned that you produce on Ableton. Do you have any VSTs within there that you just couldn't produce without?
I'm not a VST guy. I do use some, but not really. I use the Waves are pretty good for mastering. That's actually my main VST I use actually on the master. They're from Waves. That's pretty much it.
Do you use a lot of outboard gear then?
Yeah, I use mostly synthesizer that I use as a hardboard thing. So the hardware synthesizer like Moog and all these things, that's what I use for my bass line or melodies, you know. We'll be right back.
Which do you enjoy more, producing or DJing, and why?
Producing is nice because you don't have to travel, you can stay home, but you need to DJ to pay the bills, I think. That's my first thing. Before being a producer, I was a DJ, so DJ when everything is perfect, then I guess I prefer to DJ.
You've had releases on a large list of reputable labels, Defected, 1605, InTech, plus your own labels Blackjack, Mistakes, and Rising. Are there any of these or any others that you're most proud of being released on?
But Mistakes is my label, and Temple of Lions is my second label. And I'm really happy with Temple of Lions right now. It's actually what I do at the moment, which I like the best. So.
This is DJ Wah. You're listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. You're right in the middle of a Sebastian Ledger interview and track retrospective. Full track list for tonight's show can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Back to the interview. Given that you have that label, a touring schedule, and production time, what do you find most challenging about the job you do?
Well, most challenging is eating good food, alive, sleeping when you can. it's a weird lifestyle, you know, so I guess the most challenging is to stay healthy as much as I can and Well, I do, because I don't drink alcohol and I don't do drugs, but still, it's a very tiring thing sometimes, so that's the challenge right there.
Is it exhausting for you?
Oh, yeah, it is exhausting, yeah. We'll be right back.
of two or three producers or DJs who you really admire and you'd be interested in working with, and why?
Well, I'm not the kind of guy who admire people, but I'm the kind of guy who really enjoy and appreciate all those people work. I think there's a big difference. And I do like what Solomon is doing at the moment with Dynamic, or I like as well, this is actually a lot of people right now, which are very interesting music-wise. But I think, yeah, Solomon is doing good stuff as a DJ, and his label is very interesting to good music, so why not?
Is there anything that you want to promote right now?
Just check out my new label, Temple of Lions. I've been releasing 5 releases so far, and the next one is in 2 weeks or in the next week or something. And Mistakes Music, the next Mistakes Music is in July. So that's the main thing. And there is some more stuff, but I'm not allowed to speak about it.
Sebastian Leger has just released the track Soldier on this Temple of Lions label. This and many other of his tracks can be found on Beatport, iTunes, and all the usual outlets. He'll be playing here in Vancouver next Saturday, June 27th at MIA, and tickets can still be found on the Blueprint and Ant Club website. Visit his SoundCloud page to find out more about him. A list of Sebastian Leger web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Thank you for doing this.
You're listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's show and our track retrospective and interview with Sebastian Leger. Just remember, he'll be here in Vancouver at MIA on Saturday, June the 27th, so check it out if you've enjoyed the sounds tonight. If you've enjoyed Techno Progressivo, check it out again in podcast form on either iTunes or the CITR webpage. Up next will be Transcendence with DJ Smiley Mike, but not before we get to this week's track from the past. So let's set the controls for the time machine all the way back to 2008. This guy will be playing in Vancouver on the 3rd of July at an event in the park. This is Deadmau5 and one of his earlier tracks called Not Exactly. Enjoy this, and I'll be back next week in the brand new studio. Take care.